There's a song out right now that's catching a few people off guard.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand.
It sounds kind of familiar, maybe a revived oldie, but it's not. It's fresh off the new album from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. It's called S.O.B.
Son of a bitch!
Nathaniel Rateliff joins me from Colorado Public Radio outside of Denver. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, because we're NPR, we had to secure special clearance to play that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not words we're supposed to use. Upholding the community standards.
I understand completely.
Were you surprised that SOB took off? Because it's got a good groove, obviously.
I've never really had a hit before, so, I don't know what the perfect equation is for it. But yeah, it was a surprise, or it's still a surprise. I'm just mostly waiting for backlash, so. So I was like, well, something's gonna go wrong at some point.
Shake, baby, I feel it when you shake, baby.
There's a retro feel certainly to this music. What genre? How would you define this?
I mean, it falls into the vein of R&B and soul, but the stuff that was influencing me was Bang Sessions of Van Morrison and Sam and Dave and Otis Redding, and I really wanted to try to kind of mix that Southern soul sound with a little bit of honky-tonk and sort of what our, you know, Missouri roots are.
Think of all the time. Think of all the time.
There's been something of a soul revival lately, wouldn't you say? What do you make of that?
You know, it's been happening for a couple of years, and 2 years ago when I first started writing these songs, I was like, man, I got to get this record out before I just end up looking like some guy who came in on the coattails of everybody else who were driving the plow. So
you're not just catching this wave.
No, I'm just a horrible surfer. So, I think there's like a resurgence of this style of music, and I think it's soul and R&B and blues and all that kind of stuff is still, you know, Americana music. You know, it's kind of the beauty of history of music in the United States and what the different cultures that came here made. It's just a bummer that it went away, so I'm excited that it's back. I hope it lasts, and I hope other people have new and inventive ways to play soul and R&B that's real and a part of them.
I'm talking with Nathaniel Rateliff about his new album with the Night Sweats. When you sing, you really bring it. I want to play a little bit of Howling at Nothing. How do you maintain that intensity, you know, bring that to the song every time you sing it?
Well, it's a part of the song, so, you know, it's just the work you gotta do.
Got Howling in there, so I guess you got to.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a challenge as far as, like, how many nights in a row you can do that. But we're figuring that out, or I am, rather. I think it's a lot of not talking and less drinking. But, I don't know. You know, I feel like the songs require for me to be a part of them, and those parts really move me, so I feel it's important to, like, do the best I can to be real with it.
Making me think of the song I've Been Failing.
Well, I need it. You and not just someone. I've been so long failing you, dear. Said I care for all of this, darling. I
And you said this was one of your favorite songs off this album.
Yeah, we do a different version of it live. It's more like a Tom Petty song. But for the record, the version we had sort of demoed before was a little too dad rock, so we're trying to keep away as much as possible.
Explain that. Too much dad rock?
I don't know. Just loud guitars with bad tones.
Okay.
Expensive guitars with bad tones.
You don't go for perfection in the studio, though, right?
No, not at all. I actually had a friend who I had sent him one of the first songs we did. And he was like, I like the song. I'm surprised that you kept those guitars in there. They're wildly out of tune. I was like, great. But yeah, I think the mistakes make it a little more human, you know?
Something I got to ask you. Now, I read this on the internet, so maybe it's not true. Tell me, did you used to be a missionary?
I first moved to Denver, Colorado to work with a group called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. I was a kid, so I was 18, and did some work with homeless people. And really, you know, trying to convert people is sort of an awful position to find yourself in. So I quickly, on my own, grew out of religious ideas. So,
well, yeah. It's kind of hard to escape. Your songs are a lot about the reprobate life, you know, drinking, sin, and consequences.
Right. Not in a bad way, though.
No, of course not.
Sinning and drinking. If you can do it at the same time, it's a hell of a day. Spend your years.
Spend your time. Nathaniel Rateliff, his new album is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. It's been great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.